Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As college term starts, FraudSmart is launching a major campaign warning students to be on alert for money mule recruiters, particularly through social media adverts. They've released a new survey that shown almost a third of 18 to 24-year-olds have been approached or know someone who has been approached to use their bank account to transfer money. Well, with more on this, I'm joined by Gillian Heffernan of the Banking and Payments Federation. Good morning, Gillian.
Morning, Claire.
So we're talking about money mules. What does that look like, though, in real life for young people? How does it happen?
Claire, so as you said, today FraudSmart is launching a fraud awareness initiative, and it's aimed at warning young people and their parents about the dangers of money muling. And that's educating them on what exactly it is, the very serious consequences of getting involved, and importantly, how to avoid falling victim to it. So in terms of what that looks like, I suppose one of the main ways we're seeing young people being recruited is through job adverts or direct messages on social media. So you might get a message on Instagram or Snapchat, someone offering you a chance to earn quick cash, or see a job advert for something like a payment processor offering you easy money. And you're told that all you have to do is let them send money to your bank account, be that an existing one, or you might be asked to open a new one. And they'll give you the instructions then in terms of how to transfer that onwards, with the promise that you get to keep a cut of that money.
Is it as direct as that always, or is it sometimes disguised as something else? You mentioned there that you might be recruited as some sort of a processor, a payment processor, but are you also asked or invited to be, I don't know, an influencer, someone who's promoting a product, but actually what you're really doing is moving money around?
Well, typically, as I said, we tend to see this coming in through social media channels. It's often disguised, as you said, as a job advert. I suppose central to any of the asks, Claire, would be the fact that you're being asked to move money. So you're being asked if someone can send money to your bank account and then for you to transfer it onwards. Sometimes you're actually also asked if you can give the criminal your bank account details and they will take control of that account as well. I suppose what people don't realise, Claire, is where this money is coming from and also where it's going. So, you know, we all know people who've lost money to things like text message or email scams. And that's exactly the same money that's moving through these accounts. It's money that's being stolen from innocent people. And I guess on the other side of that, in terms of where the money is going, it's being used to bankroll other serious crimes, including terrorism, drug trafficking, and even human trafficking. And what people need to realise, young people and their parents, is that money mules are effectively being targeted by international criminal gangs. The money mule becomes a kind of a vital cog in their operations, putting the young person directly in the middle of criminal activity. And that's why it carries such serious penalties.
So what sort of payments are people being offered for doing this?
So we know that the average sums of money moving through the accounts are about, they range between about 5 to 10,000 euros. But in terms of the money being offered to the young person themselves, it can be a couple of hundred euros. And I suppose, you know, you mentioned there at the start of the show, we're back to college at the moment. It's a very expensive time for young people, and a lot of people can feel under financial pressure, be it for things like books or fees. And we all know the horror stories of the accommodation at the moment. And I guess it can be tempting to do something that seems on the face of it to be harmless enough, just moving money through your account, and all for the sake of a couple of hundred euros, really, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm.
Or a gift, an expensive gift can be the payment too, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and tell us about who is making the approach, and is it generally coming out of the blue from someone that you don't know, or is it somebody that you might have some sort of a tenuous link with on social media?
Well, it can happen in a number of ways. I suppose, as I said, it can be as simple as at this time of the year, students can be looking for a job. So they might be on a job listing and see something pop up in terms of offering easy money. It can also come as a direct message into your social media feed. And we also know cases, Claire, as well. It's not totally on social media all the time. We know that there are direct approaches being made outside of colleges, even outside of schools. Places like house parties, where you'll be approached. It can sometimes maybe be a friend of yours, someone that you know. As I said, the offer is always for easy money and quick cash, and that can be very enticing for people when it seems to be somewhat of a harmless endeavour.
And this new research then that FraudSmart has done, it shows that quite a few people don't know that this is a crime and that they could be landing themselves in some serious hot water by getting involved in this.
Absolutely, Claire. And I know you'll have many parents listening to your show this morning. And some of the findings of our research, which was carried out among 18 to 24 year olds, is quite alarming. So almost one third said that they or someone they know has been approached to act as a money mule. Very concerningly, one in four admitted they'd likely consider using their bank account to transfer money in exchange for keeping some of that money. Awareness of the consequences, as you say, is very, very low. 31% don't know that they would be committing a money laundering offence. 35% don't understand they could face jail time. We also carried out some research with parents of teenagers, and 60% of those parents surveyed said they hadn't discussed the risk of money muling with their children.
Yeah, so many of them, though, the younger people between 18 and 24, would seriously consider doing this because they don't know what the consequences are. That's probably the most worrying finding, isn't it?
Absolutely. They don't understand the consequences. Sometimes they can get into this maybe thinking it's a one-off, Claire, but what they don't realise is that once you give your details to a criminal, they may keep contacting you afterwards to carry out further transactions. And suddenly they find themselves caught up in a cycle that they can't get out of. And we have heard, cases that of teens that have been recruited, and they can be threatened with violence if they don't continue to allow their accounts to be used by the criminals to transfer money. As you said, very, very serious consequences. Young people may not realise that if you're caught acting as a money mule, you can face a prison sentence of up to 14 years and the prospect of a criminal record. And for young people, I suppose, this is lifelong consequences. You know, your bank accounts will be closed. You're going to have difficulty accessing financial services in the future, such as loans or mortgages. You certainly won't be applying for any visas because you'll have a criminal record, so there won't be any travelling to the likes of the States or Australia. And I guess your career opportunities will suffer because, again, you'll have a criminal record which you'll have to declare.
Mm-hmm. Of course, ignorance is no defence when it comes to matters of law, and the Gardaí are actively monitoring this, and they are included in these warnings today along with the Union of Students of Ireland, now called AMLE. And the Gardaí are warning about the serious consequences here, and the fact that we know that 9.5 million or thereabouts move through these accounts in the last 12 months shows that the Gardaí are on this, and there's probably a pretty high risk that if you are moving money around in this way, that you'll be caught.
Absolutely. We've seen that prosecutions are on the increase. People will be reading in the media of cases in certain parts of the country. So absolutely, the guards have increased their focus on this crime. And we would say to young people that, don't consider taking part in this. You can get caught up in a cycle really, really quickly. And it's really not worth it because it has some serious implications for the rest of your life.
Are you encouraging people to report it if they've been asked to do this?
Absolutely. If you find yourself being recruited or being approached to take part in something like this, we would advise very much to contact your local Garda station immediately. I suppose, in terms of the advice, the red flags and looking out for this, the host of information on our website, fraudsmart.ie, that's either for parents or for children. I suppose the key pieces of advice, Claire, would be to be really cautious of social media messages or ads that are promising easy money for little effort. We all know there's no such thing as easy money. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. We would advise never agree to open a new bank account or use your existing bank account to receive or transfer money on behalf of a criminal. And don't accept any job offers that ask you to use your own bank account to transfer money, because no real company will ever ask you to do that.
Gillian, thank you very much for speaking to us. Gillian Heffernan there from the Banking and Payments Federation.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.